broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Because every day above ground is a good day. Some are just better than others. And those include college football Saturdays. Because Saturdays remain for the boys. The boys are all here. Damian Perez, que paso?
Good morning. How you doing, JC?
I'm living. And that's all we can ask for. Keep sucking wind. Unlike those New York Yankees that found a way to die a painful death.
Oh, man. Too soon.
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up a little bit. It is college football week 10 already. The double digits, we soar. And, of course, we continue NFL week 9, which means we're past halfway. Continuation tomorrow afternoon. Let's get started on this college football Saturday, the slate. And we'll get into the biggest games coming up shortly in just a sec. But first, as I said, we get right into the slate of games on this college football Saturday. And the slate begins at noon with Duke at Miami. The fifth-ranked Hurricanes, a 20-point favorite. Manny Diaz, this is the return, the homecoming. Remember, he was out. Mario Cristobal comes in, gets paid big money. Miami's now 8-0 for the first time since beginning 10-0 in 2017. Emotional comeback for Manny Diaz. This one may be personal, Damian.
Absolutely. It may be personal, but he's up against a Miami who's rolling, who's got Cam Ward as a Heisman candidate. They're just rolling over teams. And many could say this is UM's toughest challenge of what remains on the schedule.
Yeah.
So if they can get past Duke, you know, we're looking at a phenomenal season for UM.
You're looking at ACC championship game berth and the best odds currently with a win accentuated to make the college football playoff field of 12. On the slate, we continue to 3:30 Eastern time today. The 4-3 Gators of Florida and the second-ranked Georgia Bulldogs, 6-1. This won the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Several years ago, Damian, they asked that we stop referring to it as the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. So you know we do out of respect and courtesy. Nothing. It is the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules. Georgia is laying 15 in this game today. Carson Beck, two of the program's top five passing performances ever this season. But with that said, Beck also has 8 interceptions, which is already 2 more than he had all of last season. What says you, Damian?
Yeah, we see Georgia, who's coming off a bye. And, I mean, it's interesting that you say that. He's had the top 2 performances in history. Because
two of the top 5 total passing yard performances in program history he's already had this season.
I still feel like we haven't seen the best of Carson Beck.
We haven't.
I feel like Carson Beck has struggled up to now. In the game against Texas, they did win the game. They did win comfortably. But he had 3 interceptions and 0 touchdowns. So the question still to me remains, is Carson Beck back? Will he find his way against UF? And, you know, 15 points is a lot of points to cover.
It sure is. This one maybe gets tighter. We'll pick it, perhaps, coming up in a little bit. We continue on. 3:30 today, same time window. The number one ranked team in the country, Oregon, 8-0. At Michigan, the defending national champions, Michigan, 5-3. They're a 14-point home underdog. We're going to talk to Patrick Everson of VegasInsider.com coming up in a little bit, but you could have bet this game this past summer, and you could have been laying 3.5 points. Now we're coming back, Michigan plus 14. This is where it is. This one, obviously, is a Michigan kind of protect your house, or in this case, protect your big house. You could have yourself a redemption 2 times this season. Obviously, in the game against Ohio State and against Oregon, killing the number one team in the country and defending your national championship at home, this is a huge one for the Wolverines.
Yeah, it's a tall task, but I mean, the defending national championships, they find themselves underdog once against the season at home.
14 points.
But like
home
you
underdog.
Said, if they manage to beat Oregon and they manage to beat Ohio State, you know, they're putting themselves
season
in
saved.
The discussion.
Yeah, season saved.
But it's a tall task at the end of the day, in my opinion.
It is, without question. 7:45 tonight, prime time, 3-5 Kentucky at the number 7 team in the country, the Volunteers of Tennessee, good old Rocky Top, 6-1 thus far this season. By the way, Tennessee, 17.5-point favorite. Remember, Tennessee had a week off.
Yep.
They enter off of a bye. They haven't played since beating Bama back at home 2 weeks ago. Rust versus rest. Is there a hangover effect? Were they celebrating that? Were they, as Saban used to refer to it, you know, eating the rat poison? We're going to find out, because this is a game Tennessee has to win as a 17.5-point favorite and shouldn't struggle. But you get that 3-5 Kentucky team that I'm certain are dialed in. This one right here could get a little bit strange at times, all things considered.
Absolutely. Coming off the high of beating Alabama, you know, the bye week. The question here is, will Tennessee cover as a Kent State that has struggled this season? They're 3-5. And honestly, Tennessee should roll. They shouldn't just win. They have to cover those 17 points in this game to make a statement.
I would be worried. Again, you've had that time off. And time off since. If you had time off after a game that you lost that you shouldn't have, it's different.
Right.
When you beat Bama as a home slight favorite, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
But the expectations, and then you have the week off, you come in against a bad team. I'm telling you, this is a textbook trap game, particularly in college football, for young men that may not be able to always keep their eye on the prize. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, it is one of just two top 25 matchups this weekend in college football. The other, of course, will be our big game. But at 8 o'clock, we've got Pitt, the Panthers, the 18th ranked team of the country, 7-0 on the season at the 7-1 SMU Stang Stangs. SMU, the 20th ranked team of the country. So it's 18 versus 20. SMU, 7.5-point favorite. Pitt off to their best start since a quarterback by the name of Danny Marino.
Wow.
Heard anything about him?
Just a few things.
Ever heard about him?
A few things. Being in South Florida, I've heard a few things about him.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to see him play? I know you're kind of young.
I did not, no.
So you don't remember seeing Dan Marino play?
Only highlights and stories that I've been told.
Dan Marino's last game ever, a playoff game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I had a personal appearance. I had to host a watch party at a spot up on the Treasure Coast. The game was 35-0 before Marino had a completion.
Wow.
For a completion. That game ended like 62-7 or something.
So that's either a great defense or a great running game.
The game, I believe, if memory serves me correct, I think the game opened on a Freddie Taylor like 80-yard touchdown run. Like the first play from scrimmage. And it only went downhill from there. Anyway, back to Pitt and SMU. Anything you want to add on this?
I mean, this is probably the toughest game that each team will play up to now.
Yeah. They're combined 14-1.
Pittsburgh had a three pick six game last game, so their defense is really, it's high flying right now. Yeah. I really don't know who's going to win this game. This is a very close one for me.
All right, and that takes us to the big game. The big game, and everybody knows what it is. It's presented by Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown, fried perfection. That's Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Nothing better than a Bud's Chicken and Seafood Saturday. For all of the games and the fights and everything in sports. How about some of that crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown fried perfection chicken tenders made of USDA tenderloin? That's the difference. How about that famous fried fish and the fried fish sandwich, the best fried fish sandwich anywhere in town? Voted best fried chicken in Palm Beach County by you, the people. And you know the people are big election coming up. You already voted. The decision was made. Bud's Chicken and Seafood beat everybody else. And you're voting the best fried chicken in Palm Beach County. Family owned and operated since 1957. Best value in fast and casual dining. Order ahead, order for delivery, order for pickup. If you're comfortable right now, you don't want to leave home, great. Bud'sChicken.com. You take that tender, you dip it in that Bud's sauce, and they got all the sauces. You take that first bite, and a little steam escapes. And you get just a little bit of that crunch and that crisp and the juiciness. In a tiny little spot of grease, bottom left corner of your lip. You lick that, and you say, let's do it again. All the sides, house made. Great family, committed to family, faith, football, community. Bud's Chicken and Seafood, budschicken.com. Because Bud's Chicken and Seafood, yum. Thank you very much. Good job on that.
I just had to join in on that.
Unsolicited. Ohio State. The 4th-ranked Buckeyes, 6-1 on the season, visit Happy Valley to take on Penn State. The number 3-ranked Nittany Lions, 7-0. Penn State, as of this moment, I'm looking at Hard Rock Bet, a 3-point home underdog. Get this. Ohio State has won the last seven in this series. Penn State head coach James Franklin, 1-9 against Ohio State. But, and there's a big but here. This is the Serena. But, Franklin, 7-3 against the spread against Ohio State.
Wow.
So he doesn't win against the Buckeyes.
Kept it close.
But he covers. He stays inside the number. Franklin, by the way, is just 1-12 against AP top five schools while at Penn State. That's not great, obviously. With a win, listen to this. Ohio State with a win at Happy Valley tonight. 88% likelihood to make the playoffs. But with a loss, is just a 3-point favorite. Those odds get cut almost in half. With a loss, Ohio State is just 47% likelihood projected to make the college football playoff. I want a little insight from you because this is as big as a college football game in a Week 10 with as big of ramifications and repercussions as you could imagine. Damien.
Yeah, this is a huge game, like you said.
Huge.
And Penn State coming in. The question is, Drew Aller, is he going to play? He's the game-time decision. He's the starting quarterback. So that probably reflects on the odds why they're home dogs. I think they would still be home dogs, but it would probably be a little bit closer to 1.5 if he was declared healthy. But it's really going to come down to the lines. You know, can OSU, can Ohio State's offensive line protect Howard? That's something that they struggled with. The run game has struggled. Can they get the run game going?
Yeah.
And it's really going to come down to defense. Defense, defense, defense. I think it'll be a low-scoring game. Penn State at home will squeeze past Ohio State.
They are going to hand the Buckeyes a second loss, says you, Damian Perez.
I think so, yes.
Penn State, this is it. You're in the spot. The timing is right to get that proverbial, metaphorical monkey off of your back. Franklin, you haven't been able to beat this team. This is your best chance. This is one of those games in which Penn State can solidify their ranking. Deservedness is the number 3 ranked team in the country. Can you imagine going 8-0, just having beat Ohio State as the 4th ranked team?
Oh, you're high flying.
Prime time, national television, whiteout in Happy Valley, celebrate with a little peachy paternal ice cream. I like Penn State a little bit in this game. I would say this, though. Go on Hard Rock Bet, buy the point. Go ahead and take Penn State plus the 4 at -145. You're going to pay a little more in the Vigorish, a little more in the juice, but I think worth it to make it the plus 4. That's the big game tonight in College Football Week 10, presented by Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown, fried perfection, all the sides. Fish, the fried shrimp. Come on. Nothing better. Greatest value. Better ingredients. It's better food. It's better value. They get it at Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Family owned and operated in 1957. Go to budschicken.com. We shift gears from the big game to the big story, and it was, of course, the New York Jets. Redemption on Thursday night against the Houston Texans, but man, what a horrific loss and way to do it against the Patriots last Sunday. The overreaction of the media on Monday and Tuesday was hilarious, from Greeny to Chris Canty to Dan Orlovsky and on. Rex Ryan, literally campaigning for this job. Take a listen to what Greeny said on Monday about his beloved New York Jets after they found a way to fumble away a game against the lowly New England Patriots. Listen.
The Jets of 2024 are one of the greatest, most colossal, and embarrassing failures in sports history.
Wow. Is that accurate, or is it a little bit of overreaction on a Monday based upon the expectations of this team with Rodgers healthy?
I think that's a bit hyperbolic. And all he had to do was
hyperbolic.
Wait. All he had to do was wait until Thursday and see how that game went.
Yeah.
To stand by that opinion.
That's not how the business works, and you know that, particularly in engagement farming and shows of debate. Greeny continued, though. Listen to the point he makes about last season versus this season. Take a listen.
The New York Jets turned over their entire franchise to him, and it got much, much worse, like embarrassingly worse. What they're doing is embarrassing.
And he's talking about not just the wins and losses. He's talking about they handed it over saying, Aaron Rodgers, What do you think about this? How do you feel about this? Because Rodgers made personnel decisions. Don't get it twisted. I mean, Alan Lazard, where does that come from? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, Saleh being gone week five in the midst of, like, where does that come from? They're talking about Aaron Rodgers having decision-making, having the power to call the shots on personnel, etc. And how that, when you tell, it's not Rodgers coming in to play the position. It's all the other stuff outside of the 60 minutes on the field with this decision, this call, this I'm not so sure about, implying, bringing in, getting rid. It's all the personnel stuff that has made them an embarrassment. Keep in mind, you know, with a win on Thursday night, they're now, what, 3-6?
They're 3-6, yep.
They have to double their win total that they have by November just to get to 500. It's not being 1-2, okay? That's 3 weeks into the season. It's being 3-6. Is it 3-6 here? No, it can't be. They are, what's the Jets record right now?
They're 3-6. Yeah, you're right, 3-6.
The Jets record right now, yeah, okay. I'm just making sure. 3-8, I can't believe it. Because I say it out loud, it feels like it doesn't make sense.
It really does.
3-6, because it's November, and they've got to double their win total just to get to 500. And we're still talking about the New York Jets. Meanwhile, take a listen to Dan Orlovsky, because he's going to put the in context on that loss to the Patriots, which I promise you, if the Jets start to right this ship or right this aircraft, they're going to look back on that game against the Patriots and realize that was the one that they had to have. Listen to Orlovsky.
Right now, it's one of the worst acquisitions in the history of the NFL, the acquisition of Aaron Rodgers.
Whoa.
The Jets lost a game that yesterday is impossible to lose.
By that, he means impossible, not in the sense of hyperbolicness, as you mentioned. 750 times in the NFL, a team had held an opponent under 250 yards rushing, had scored 20 points, and hadn't turned the ball over. And they won all 750 of those games. Last Sunday against the Patriots, first time a team in those three criteria actually lost the game.
That's just incredible.
750 times it happened. The team won every time. The Jets, the first one out of 751 to actually lose that game. Damian Woody goes even deeper. Damian Woody, former Jet, still around that team, still around that facility in that complex. Listen to what he said.
The Aaron Rodgers era is over. Whew. It's officially over with the New York Jets.
Whoa.
This team is worse this year than with Zach Wilson last year playing the quarterback position.
And it all sounds different now because obviously they won on Thursday night,
right,
as opposed to how everybody felt on Monday. But when he says worse with Aaron Rodgers, people want to argue that. But no. Because if you look at win percentage, Zach Wilson's win percentage as the starting quarterback finishing a game for the Jets, higher than Aaron Rodgers is. Zach Wilson also led the team to a better record the last two seasons that he was the quarterback, QB1, as opposed to where they are now with Rodgers. So those numbers are quantifiable. They are absolute. We can argue what's better or worse as a candy at Halloween. We can argue what's better or worse as a style of pizza. But when you have a win percentage where the number is bigger than another number, guess which one's better? The bigger number.
Right.
When you have a column of wins versus losses for a start of a season with one quarterback and there's more W's than L's, it's obviously better than the other guy. It's right. Indisputable.
You can't argue against the facts at the end of the day.
Can't argue against mathematics. Those are the only absolutes we have in life. Chris Canty is going to make this even worse on Aaron Rodgers. Listen to what he said on Unsportsmanlike, which you can hear right here on ESPN 106.3, every weekday morning, 6 to 10, with our own Evan Cohen running that ship. Listen to what Canty said.
You keep going out there, number 8. This is exactly what you want. You got exactly what you wanted. You keep going out there and playing football games, and we'll keep losing, and you'll have to wear this. This is going to be on your resume. This is going to be a stain on your legacy. This is on Aaron Rodgers. This season ain't on nobody else.
Wow. And people say, hold on, coaching's been terrible, line play's been terrible, lapses in this. And I get it. What Canty's referring to is, again, Rodgers taking over the role of player/GM. Bring him in, we don't need that guy. Bring him in, that's okay. Let's run this, let's not run that. Saleh, not feeling it, it's not working. Let's let him maybe, again, we talked about this. Woody Johnson called Aaron Rodgers. They spoke the night before Saleh got fired, before he had any inkling that it was going to happen. Completely shocked, caught off guard, completely had no clue. That doesn't normally go out that way, particularly in the season, week five, under circumstances like this where there wasn't some kind of player revolt, a locker room wasn't lost. Canty's going in on two things. It's all on you, Rodgers. This is all you. And number two, this is going to affect your legacy because we're going to remember not Rodgers necessarily with, okay, pretty good success in Green Bay. They only won once. He only went to the Super Bowl once. He only won one ring with as much talent as he has. And now, at the end of this career, it looks like this Jets thing is going to be that mark that says, man, you got to know when to get out. You know the old quit while you're ahead? You got to know when to get out. And for Rodgers, this trip to New York and this reclamation project, thus far at 3-6, abject failure.
Yeah, I mean, this whole project was tailored around Aaron Rodgers. They brought in Lazard, like you mentioned earlier. They brought in Davante Adams.
Cobb last year.
They traded for Hassan Reddick to solidify that defense. Everything was done to win now. All the chips are in. Yep. You know, before with Garrett Wilson, there were questions. You know, Breece Hall's injury, the health, the missing pieces. But now, today, we find ourselves where the Jets are in position to win. And they're 3-6.
They're 3-6. And it's November. Just remember that. They're 3-6. It's November. They have to double their entire win total just to get to 500. Rex Ryan on the Jets situation and their coaching. Listen to this.
You know what? I'm tired of pulling punches. This team is horribly coached.
Wow.
Absolutely horribly coached. Woo. This offense is a joke.
Can you imagine Tom Brady saying that on TV? He'd get fined by the league. He's not allowed to say that. He's not allowed to be critical.
In today's day and age.
Rex Ryan is literally over it. Listen, he can't find the words. Listen.
They are so poorly coached. There is no damn team. Forget it. I'm done. I'm done.
Is he done or do you run out of things to say?
I just think he used to be a part of this organization, so it's a bit personal for him just to see the direction where it's going. And
he says he's a Jet. He still says he is. Rex was on the radio show DiPietro and Rothenberg, and they said, hey, what if the Jets called you to talk about the coaching job? What would you answer that call? Listen.
Would you answer it? Would you consider being the head coach of this team?
Oh, I'd do it in a second. I'd do it in a second because I am a New York Jet.
Hear that? He almost cussed. He almost dropped an F-bomb. And he said, because I am, not I was. He said, I am a New York Jet. And then Rex literally campaigning for the job. This is almost kind of pathetic. Listen.
I hope I get an opportunity to interview for it. That's absolutely a given. I hope I get that opportunity.
Wow. There's a way to go about that. I'm not sure publicly that you do it like that. I think you notify the people in the organization. I think you have your agent contact and say, Rex is very interested. I don't know. To me, it feels kind of inappropriate for a former coach to be doing this. Jeff Albrecht wants that job, I imagine. And there are others like Aaron Green that probably want that, you know, that are in Detroit now. Glenn, would love to go back to the Jets probably be head man. I think it's wrong of Rex. I think it break a code of coaches by campaigning publicly for a job that necessarily hasn't been listed as open.
Yeah, I mean, it's
the Jets have not said Albrecht's not getting the job.
I don't think exactly. I don't think technically it's open, but right. I feel like everybody behind closed doors knows.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. But there's a code of conduct. There's a way to do it.
Absolutely.
Right? Like you don't hit on the widow at the funeral.
You keep it professional.
You wait. You wait a couple months after the funeral. You check in on the widow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it subtle.
Coming up, when we return, we're going to go live to Las Vegas. VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson is going to join us live. He's got some numbers you need to know if you're betting these games on Hard Rock Bet, college and NFL games. He's got some amazing insight for us. First, though, a reminder, X-Golf West Palm Beach. X-Golf is the new home of indoor golf, and it's so convenient. It's right next to I-95 on Okeechobee Boulevard. They have ladies' night. They have specials going on with drinks. Listen, you can choose to play from any thousands of courses around the world. You got your own little bay, you're indoors, air conditioned, you got your own flat screen TV, so you can watch whatever football games or UFC fights or whatever you want, or of course golf if you so choose. I mentioned ladies' night, there's always parties. This is the future of golf. It is X-Golf, and it's indoors. And what a perfect place to hold a charity golf tournament. Because instead of running around the course trying to track down people who want FaceTime with and to get with, everybody's all together. That's not even to mention weather delays. And you're not just hitting balls aimlessly. You're actually playing. So it's short game, chipping, putting. This is augmented reality, swinging real clubs at real balls. It's X-Golf. Get the information right now on Instagram. X-Golf WPB on Instagram. X-Golf. Golf, WPB. Go check them out. They're in the plaza there on the south side of Okeechobee Boulevard, right off of I-95. X Golf. X marks the spot. New home of indoor golf. When we return, VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson will join us live with the big line movement you need to know. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Saturday Tailgate, week 10 in college football. Hard to believe, week 9 in the NFL. We go live to Las Vegas in just a moment. Check in with our VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson with the latest in line movement, liabilities, major wagers, and where maybe the action is just a little bit lopsided. We'll get with him on all that in just a sec. But Anajar and Levine, my accident attorneys, remind you to take back control of your life. Accidents happen. Car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, trip and fall. Did you get injured on the job? Got workers' comp issues? Call Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, at 1-800-747-FREE. 800-747-3733. Consultation, always free. You pay nothing unless you get paid. And they will always fight to get you the maximum compensation that you know that you deserve. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. They answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you'll always talk to an actual attorney about your case. Call 1-800-747-FREE. 800-747-3733. Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, and a massive team of litigators. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, take back control of your life. And with that, we do go live to Las Vegas, Nevada, to VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson, who joins us once again on Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Josh. Happy to be here on this fine Saturday.
I'm glad you can make it. We saw earlier in the week on Twitter that you were at the Tears for Fears concert and you were hoping to go backstage. Did that ever happen? Was your dream fulfilled?
My dream was not fulfilled, but you know, you can always throw something up on X/Twitter and see if you get a reply. But look, great seats for the show, phenomenal show.
Yeah,
those two could still bring it. The whole band brought it. It was very, very, very good.
Saw him a year ago. Saw him a year ago, and you're right. I saw him a year ago, and you're right. They could still bring it. You got to be of a certain age to know who they are and what they do. But everybody knows. Everybody wants to rule the world, and everybody should know Shout and the big hits, but they're deeper than that. All right, let's get deeper into this Week 10 slate in college football. We are looking for line movement before we get into lopsided action, the third L in liability. So line movement, what have we seen through the week here that's interesting or of at least a little bit of concern, Patrick?
Well, I'm looking through some numbers from BetMGM nationally, and not a lot of big movers except among games that maybe over the summer were, or maybe even earlier than that, were posted as like games of the year where, you know, they're trying to get a read on teams real, real early.
Right.
And one that's kind of interesting in that respect is if you'd bet Oregon over the summer, or Michigan on the other side, unfortunately, Oregon was -3.5 at Michigan over the summer.
Wow.
It's 14.5 now. People.
Wow.
So, you know, you could have, if here's what you hypothetically could have done, and what people honestly do, you know, you could have gotten Oregon 3.5 in, say, July at BetMGM, and then you could come back today and take Michigan getting 2 touchdowns.
Right.
And you might be able to split the difference, you know, get them both.
Yeah, get that middle. So, hit that middle. I love those.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love those opportunities. They're so few and far between, but you seem to find one each and every week because of the expectation in the summer as opposed to the reality of what it is. And I guess that's the difference sometimes.
Absolutely. That is the difference. Other than that, I'm not seeing a lot of necessarily big movers off the opening line, although Ole Miss at Arkansas, Ole Miss at a relatively key-ish number or around a key-ish number of 6.5, went to 7.5. So, you know, above a touchdown now there at Arkansas, you know, a couple of others, just a half point here or there, nothing Nothing really huge.
All right, so let's look into some of the lopsided action. The public, the last few weeks, has rebounded a little bit in the NFL. In college football, I'm not exactly sure if it's been that much of a differential, but I imagine there's going to be a couple of big college games that are majorly wagered, meaning lots and lots of action, including, of course, prime time with Ohio State and Penn State. Do we have liability? Do we have any lopsidedness in those big games today?
Right. The Ohio State-Penn State game is obviously huge. And it's interesting because this gives us a chance, if I may just break into one thing. There's lopsided games when you're talking about percentages of tickets and money.
Right.
And then there's the actual physical, how many bets were made, how much money was wagered.
Right.
So the Penn State-Ohio State-Penn State game is kind of a good way to demonstrate that. At BetMGM, as I'm looking at things, neither Penn State nor Ohio State are among, by a percentage, are teams taking the most percentage of bets or the most percentage of money. Mm-hmm. However, when you're looking at physical tickets and physical amounts of dollars bet, Penn State, number one in ticket count at BetMGM this weekend.
Wow.
Penn State, number one in money wagered on this weekend at BetMGM, and that's on the spread at +3.5. And then also, most bet underdogs to win, Penn State, number one in ticket count there. So Penn State is certainly getting a lot of activity, and not just at BetMGM. I've talked about this with Caesars, Fanatics, DraftKings, et cetera. Yep. I'm sure it's the case down there in Florida at Hard Rock.
Hard Rock bet.
They are very, very well bet.
I would imagine that to be the case. All right. Are there any major wagers that we're aware of this weekend in college football?
Nothing that we've seen big yet, but I'm sure stuff is already floating this morning. A lot of times as you get toward close to kickoff, that's when some of these bigger plays come in, especially here in Vegas. Yep. The high rollers roll into town, and then they bet all day Saturday and Sunday. So nothing that I've seen much, but yep. If you're looking for just a couple of lopsided plays, Kansas State is heavy ticket count against Houston. Mm-hmm. Indiana, getting and remaining very, very popular, Josh. 80% of tickets against Michigan State.
And that's against the spread, Illinois, and that's laying the 7.5 at Michigan State?
You betcha, laying the 7.5. These are all on the point spread. Illinois, 78% of tickets. And then money, Kansas State, 90% of money on the spread. Tennessee, 87% of money on the spread. Wow. Indiana, 82% of money on the spread. So those three teams are all three taking a lot of tickets and a lot of money corresponding the spread this week.
Patrick, what have we seen recently when you've got 80-plus percent of the action on one side of the point spread? Has the public been as wrong in college in the last few weeks as the public has been in the NFL in the first several weeks?
To your point, you kind of mentioned this at the top here, that it's not quite the same as NFL. It hasn't been like a situation where the bettors have gotten over on the books really, really big on college foot on a college football Saturday. So it's just a situation where that's clearly very public plays. And I think it's kind of a give and take there between the bookmakers and the bettors on who's winning the bulk of those games.
Indiana is looking for their best start in program history. And they've been playing football since like 1491. They're laying 7.5 at East Lansing. I would imagine that the pros are maybe not as sold on this. Is that correct? The public
is. I think that's a fair way to put it. Now, I wouldn't necessarily say that the pros are on Michigan State.
Right.
But
they're just not huge on Indiana. Right.
Sure, right. They just wouldn't be necessarily on Indiana. And in fact, one of the traders at BetMGM, Michael Ramsley, he actually commented on this. He said what they could really use this week is an upset by either Michigan or Michigan State as home underdogs. He said that would be massive, such as the extent to which bettors are on Indiana.
Yeah, I bet they would. Michigan, that's a rare position as well, that they find themselves. Patrick Everson, senior reporter, VegasInsider.com, is joining us on Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen here on ESPN 106.3. And remember, you can listen around the world on the ESPN app, and you can also listen on a smart speaker connected device. Just tell it, play ESPN West Palm. And, of course, available wherever you get your podcasts. As soon as we're done, available to re-listen back with the commercial breaks cut out. All right, let's shift now to Sunday NFL action. Mm-hmm. Where are we looking here with some interesting line movements, first and foremost, Patrick?
Well, spinning through them real quick just to see if there's any big movers. Mm-hmm. But I think one that's notable, even though it's a very slim move, it's just one that's been noted by oddsmakers throughout the week, and that's the Seahawks going from a short home favorite to a short home dog against the Rams.
Yeah.
I've heard from multiple books that there's sharp money on Los Angeles this week. There was sharp money on Los Angeles Rams last week when they played the Minnesota Vikings, and that got there. So the sharp guys have helped kind of push that from one side of Pick'em to another. Not necessarily a big move. It's always more of a key move if you say went from -1 or -1.5 up to -3.
Right.
If you're just flipping between Pick'em, it's not seen as nearly as big a move, but it is kind of interesting. You've got some sharp play for sure there. A couple of others that are interesting. Bengals from 8.5, this is a BetMGM, from 8.5 down to 7 against the Raiders, which is interesting because the Raiders are having a pretty challenging season, but so too are the Bengals. That team's running out of slack here if they want any chance of making the playoffs. A couple others that I'm looking at to see where we've got much movement. Not any really big moves. Vikings from 6.5 to 5.5, so they go through that key number of 6 at home against the Colts.
Wow. That's an interesting, again, when you key numbers, he's talking about the numbers 3, 4, 6, 7, where games are more likely to end as opposed to any other digit. So that's always telling. Follow him on Twitter, Patrick E underscore Vegas. Patrick, letter E underscore Vegas. Patrick Everson, again, senior reporter, VegasInsider.com, joining us on our regular Saturday tailgate as we look at the line movement, the lopsided action, and the stuff that you need to know that you wouldn't otherwise know unless you got juiced in to connect like we got a guy in Patrick. All right, how about lopsided action in the NFL? Are there sides, and we see this more than we see totals, but are there sides and money lines in which way too much action is on one side as opposed to the other this week?
Absolutely. And then again, just to kind of reemphasize this point, there's a lot of lopsided tickets and money by percentage, but the Lions don't fall among those in terms of percentage. However, they are number one in tickets and money physical money wager for their game against the Packers. They are taking it's 2-1 plus tickets and money on the spread.
Wow.
Lions at Green Bay.
Wow.
And they're betting the Lions decently on the money line as well. Now, as far as percentages and lopsidedness, Bills, 87% of tickets versus Miami.
Yikes.
Broncos, 84% of bets against Baltimore.
Yikes.
What I will say, though, is I think we had this last week too, Josh. 84% of bets for the Broncos, 57% of money. So kind of and I wouldn't call it a dichotomy, but a difference there that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and what does that tell you? What does that tell you, that the public and the smaller plays are riding Broncos there?
Yes, the public and the smaller plays are definitely riding Broncos because for such an overwhelming amount of tickets, but not quite the overwhelming and really two-way action in terms of money. Just a ton of small stuff probably coming in on Denver at the bigger number. But there may have been a little sharp money at the top end of that as well with that number going from 9 off to 9 to 8.5. This is all from BetMGM, by the way. The Commanders continue. We talked about this week after week, Josh, continue to be very popular. 81% of tickets against the New York Giants, and 86% of money, by the way.
Yikes.
Rams, we talked about them. They're popular, public and sharp of late. 76% of tickets at Seattle. The Bucks, 72% of early money. Now, I think this is going to change quite a bit by Monday night, Josh, but 72% of early money, 72% of early tickets, 82% of early money against the Chiefs for the Monday night game.
Wow.
And then some of the lopsided money, we mentioned the Bills on the ticket count, 92% of money on the spread on the Bills. I said 86% on the Commanders, 82% of money, like I just noted, on the Bucks, 78% on the Rams, 74% on the Cardinals. They sneak their way into the lopsidedness against the Bears
really?
For that Sunday game.
There may be some emotional carryover. There may be a little bit of a hangover from that Hail Mary loss at Washington last week. Back to Monday night real quick. You said the Buccaneers and the Chiefs. That line... I'm seeing right now Hard Rock Bet between 8, 8.5. You imagine by kickoff that number might come down a little bit. There may be an effect with some of the money, some of the action on the Buccaneers, and we may see that line come down.
I think it's already come down a little bit. Joey Fiesel at Caesar Sportsbook, he told me this week they were definitely seeing sharp play on the Bucs at the top end of this. Some books were at 9.5, some books were at 9, some books still at 9. Not sure if it keeps going that direction, just because Kansas City is such a public team and it's the Monday night game. And I think a lot of it will depend on how, whether it comes down will depend on how the public does on Sunday. If a lot of money line parlays and such are running to the Chiefs on Monday night and the public has a good day Sunday, You know, they'll be feeling good about themselves, have a few extra dollars in their pocket, plus potentially live parlays running to Kansas City. Might even tick up, but there's a chance it could go down. There's definitely been some of the sharper set laying the Bucks this week.
Makes sense to me. Follow him on Twitter, Patrick E underscore Vegas. Senior reporter, Vegas insider, Patrick Everson. Always a pleasure. Appreciate the time and the insight. Look forward to talking to you again next week, my friend.
All righty. Thank you.
Time now for our pick six as we get into it for this college football week 10, NFL week number 9. Duke at Miami. Miami laying 20. Who you got?
Miami minus 20. Miami's just rolling right now.
This is revenge game for Manny Diaz. Give me Duke plus the 20. Ohio State at Penn State. Penn State plus 3. Who you got?
Penn State plus 3.5.
I'm taking Penn State. I think that line just moved to 3, so it's Penn State plus 3 with you. Cowboys at Atlanta. Falcons laying 3. Who you got?
Man, the Cowboys are just struggling. I don't see the vibe being high there. Give me Atlanta minus 3.
This line's a little weird. Cowboys a dog again. Give me the Falcons minus the 3. Miami Dolphins at Buffalo. The Bills a 6-point favorite. Who you got?
I don't want to be a homer, but give me Miami plus 6.
You know what? I'm going to take it with you. This game's probably close in the end. Give me Miami with maybe a shocker. Give me Miami plus the 6. The Detroit Lions at the Green Bay Packers. Packers a home dog, a plus 2.5. Damian Perez, who you got?
I don't know if Love is healthy. I know they're underdogs at home, but give me Detroit to cover minus 2.5.
All the money is on Detroit. You already heard. The tickets are all in Detroit. You heard Patrick tell you that earlier. I think the public may be right on this. Give me the Lions plus the 2.5. Monday Night Football, Tampa Bay at the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are laying 8.5. Who you got?
I think this game, that's too many points. Give me the Buccaneers.
Give me the Bucs as well. I'm with you. Do we disagree, but what, twice out of 6?
I think the only one we disagreed on was the UM one.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That's today's Saturday Tailgate Pick 6 presented by St. Lucie Battery and Tire. SLBT.com. They are the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. They got 18 total car care centers, West Palm to the Treasure Coast. I got a brother-in-law. He's a mechanic. He's got a garage. It's back home. Well, guess what? You need somebody you could trust. You need family. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, they are that family. Taking care of people since 1970. Oil changes faster and cheaper in and out than the dealership where you bought your car because of the cost of hourly labor. They got every kind of tire that you'd want to need. They got every battery for every kind of vehicle, not just cars and trucks and RVs. But of course, they got those. They got batteries for jet skis, side-by-sides, golf carts, anything and everything that you need a battery for. That's SLBT, St. Lucie Battery and Tire. Relationships, taking care of people. They know your vehicle. They know what it needs and what it doesn't. They're not looking for ways to add things on and charge you more. They're looking for ways to save you money, make your car run better, last longer, to save you money. That's the idea, because your car is your second biggest investment. It's time to allow your vehicle for service and major and minor repairs to be taken care of by St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. Again, 18 total car care centers, West Palm through the Treasure Coast. Go to SLBT.com, SLBT.com. Coming up when we return, our Twin Peaks UFC fight picks and our Hard Rock Bet easy money play of the week. Am I 3 in a row right now?
You are.
I'm going for 4. I'm going for Connect 4, baby. I'm going for Connect 4. But first, a reminder, speaking of Twin Peaks, of course your UFC fight headquarters. Never pay a cover to watch your UFC. Never pay a cover to watch MMA or boxing. You know that Jake Paul, Mike Tyson event? Well, that's a boxing example of something you could always watch at Twin Peaks. Last week's UFC pay-per-view card in the middle of the afternoon. Perfect at Twin Peaks. Because you got World Series Baseball. You had, last week that is. You got NBA, NHL, college football. Twin Peaks with each drink, scenic views, 29-degree beer, made from scratch favorites. Aside from being able to watch all the fights for free. Great menu items added. Happy hour, weekdays. Plus, beyond the 29-degree beer, drink specials happening at Twin Peaks. Pembroke Pine, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, Davie. And of course, right off of I-95 on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard in West Palm, Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, the ultimate guys lodge, is Twin Peaks. We'll get your Twin Peaks UFC fight picks coming up next, and your Hard Rock Bet easy money play. I've cashed it 3 consecutive weeks. I'm trying to pay your rent with a 4th week as we go Connect 4. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. Time now for your UFC fight picks, your Twin Peaks UFC fight picks. Remember, Twin Peaks is your official UFC fight headquarters. Never a cover to watch any of the fights. We got a card out of Edmonton, Canada. It is Moreno Elbazi happening later today, tonight, on ESPN+. Let's go on the main card. Derek Lewis and Jonta Deniz. That fight does not go the distance. Work that into your parlay. Co-main event, Rose Namajunas and Aaron Blanchfield. This is the new guard. This is Aaron Blanchfield saying that it's my time. Brandon Moreno, the former champion, taking on Amir Elbazi. And by the way, in this fight, we see Brandon Moreno minus 175 favorite. I think he gets back on track. I think the Lego Collector gets it back on track. There's your Twin Peaks UFC fight picks for fight night. Moreno Elbazi from Edmonton, Canada. And as we continue talking about the gaming, it's time now for your Hard Rock Bet Easy Money Play of the Week.
It's time for Easy Money, powered by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's only legal sportsbook. Download from the App Store and play today. Here's Josh Cohen.
Hard Rock Bet, the best every night during hockey to live wager. A good team up by two goals entering the third period. You always parlay them to score at least once in that third period. But we're talking right now about football. NFL, how about another 14 10-point teaser? Want to win money again for a fourth consecutive week?
I always want to win money.
Let's go Baltimore plus two. Let's make Detroit plus 7.5 at Green Bay. Let's go Las Vegas plus 17.5. Tampa Bay, Monday night, finish it off, make it last. At Kansas City, make the Bucks plus 18.5. All four games, remember, you get to move the line 10 points. You got to hit them all, but it is 100 to make 100. On Hard Rock Bet, the only place you can legally bet on sports in Florida. Try Hard Rock Bet now. Get up to $100 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. First bet can be a parlay, a prop, the over, under, whatever you so choose. And remember, Hard Rock Bet now offers a new kind of parlay, the Flex Parlay, so you don't have to hit every single leg of your parlay to get paid. With a Flex Parlay, you get to choose your payout amounts. Go for a bigger payday if you want more bets, right? Or keep more money, even if you miss a couple bets. And by the way, shout out Hard Rock Bet, because they keep giving you bonus stuff. The other night, I had a chance. If the team I bet in the World Series Game 5 was winning after three innings but didn't win the game, give me a bonus bet back to $100. Good thing, because I had the Yankees. They were leading after three. They were leading after four. They lost the game. I got $100 back from Hard Rock Bet. And it wasn't my first bet either. Hard Rock Bet. Million ways to win. So much fun. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. All right, kids. We're into that two-minute warning. Now's a good time to remind you, subscribe. The show is blowing up on YouTube. Questionable Call with Josh Cohen. Brand new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We'll have the latest for you coming up on Monday as well. And remember, you can listen to this show wherever you get your podcast. Just punch in Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen, and it is available to you right then and there. Kids, remember, while every day above ground is a good day, Saturdays remain for the boys. Good luck today. Good luck tomorrow. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you back here next Saturday morning, 9 a.m. So long, everybody.